It was obviously.
Definitely the singing. That yes. was amazing. Yes. I'm sure Jeff Cook appreciated that.
Yeah. Oh,
serious?
Yes, he did.
He's the afterlife Jeff Cook.
He probably realized how much better he is.
Wow.
Than our threesome.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, this is Erica Scott, and I'm a big-ass runner originally from Pennsylvania, but now from Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome to the Big Ass Runner podcast, where we entertain and encourage trail runners from all over the world. And now here's your fantastic host, Jeff Harrell.
Well, thank you, Erica, and what a fantastic intro. Really appreciate that. As Erica said, this is Jeff Harrell, host of the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast, episode number 122. We have a great show for you today in segment one. Pretty much everyone's favorite segment is Why I Run, and I've been waiting for this one for a while. Our buddy Gino is sharing his why in segment number one. You do not want to miss that. And then segment number two, he is back. The golden vocals, Timmy Time, is here with a very special tribute segment of Timmy Time. That's segment number two. But first, just want to remind everyone that if you would do this show the biggest favor, that would be to go to Apple Music and leave us a written review. We haven't had one in several months. It's got a dry spell, I'll be honest. And I would love for you to go to Apple, even if you listen on different platforms, find yourself over to Apple Podcast, leave us a written review. I would be forever grateful. Well, with that, let's get going on episode number 122, Big Ass Runner. Well, as I mentioned in the open, you are going to really enjoy this Why I Run. I mean, this has got pretty much everything. Story, sound effects, humor, you name it. Without further ado, here is Gino Victoria's Why I Run.
Runners, come out and play. Big Ass Runner Podcast. How's everyone doing? God, I love that name and I love that podcast. My name is Gino Victoria, guys, and I'm an active runner from the Carroll County, Maryland side of the world. Not too long ago, probably a little longer than I'd like to admit, I had a great conversation with our one and only Jeff Harrell, who shared with me after some great conversations that we had about running, life, and all things in between. He said it would be pretty awesome if I was to be added to the list of Why I Run segments. I got to tell you, after hearing many of our big ass runners' own Why They Run segments, I was humbled. I was honored for the opportunity to present my own. Like many of you, my running journey is a personal journey, one that has helped me grow as an individual. So I'm excited. I'm excited to share this with you. Thank you, Jeff, for the opportunity. And thank you, Big Ass Runner Podcast as well. So here we are, Gino Victoria from Carroll County, Maryland, Why I Run. Let's lace them up and let's go on this journey together, guys. I'm 42, and I started actively running back in 2015. I was deep into a business venture, and I was working with a business coach at the time who suggested I started running as a tool to help me manage my my stress and anxiety that was really just brought on by daily challenges in life and in business, right? I mean, many of us are probably familiar with them, and many of us, I'm sure, use running as a tool for this very same reason. So here we are. It's been about 7 years. I'm 42 now. You know, the funny thing is that back in 2007, I tried to start running. I tried to start running, although back then, to lose some pounds, which the reality is that that wasn't the best idea for me. Doing any kind of physical activity for me for the sole purpose of losing weight just simply sucked. I mean, it was never was something that helped me commit to the physical activity. And the reality is that nowadays it's not so much of a why I run, but more like a who have I become because I run. You know, my running has allowed me to really go deep into myself and really help me discover who I am as a man and put me in line with more of my purpose. I want to also be very clear on why I run. And it's only fair if we go way back, right, to when running was trying to ask me why not run. I just didn't hear it at the time. So I'm going to take you way, 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 way back. You know, back in 1989 to about 1992, played baseball, was a little league, right? Let's just say I wasn't the best at it, right? My eyeball coordination was not great. But one damn thing I was great at was running. You know, I used to stealing bases back then for the team was my forte. Back then I was not just good at stealing these bases. I was also fast. During my little league days, I was best known as the team's pinch runner. Put me in and I'll steal the necessary bases. And I was getting us home no matter what. Look, at the time I was 12 and I remember telling myself, when I go to high school, I think I'm going to run track. That's going to be my thing, right? Now, here I am, 12 years old. I had these thoughts in mind, went from a school with a couple hundred kids to a couple thousand kids at a public high school back in 1994. But you know what? Life had other plans, right? Went from this small private school to a 4,000 kids public school. And I started messing around when I got into high school. Let's just say that sports went to the wayside. Partying pretty much took priority back then. So that was a quick flashback to when running was trying to get my attention. And I guess I just didn't really, I didn't grasp it. I didn't hear it. But now let me bring you back to 2022. 42, I feel great. Probably in the best physical and mental health I've ever been in my life. I'm also a proud back-of-the-pack runner. You know, anything 25K and up, and I need to start looking at cutoff times and make sure that they fit in my plan. And I say proud back of the pack runner because I always say the party's in the back. So again, I started earlier letting you guys know that my journey started in 2015, training, and my first run was a 5K. Guys, when I finished that 5K, I hated it. Then I took on a 10K and I said, why do these people do this? These people are nuts. Probably about a year or so after that, no, I think it was 2017, I ran my first 10 miler, the Annapolis 10 miler. And during that run was when something went off and I freaking loved it. After that, it was a snowball effect after that. Did my first trail, 15K, another 25K trail, 50K trail run. And a year ago, November 2021, I completed my first JFK 50 miler. Finished it in 12 hours, 50 minutes, and a few seconds. Literally 9 minutes left for the cutoff. You know, the training leading up to these longer distances events was exactly what I needed in life. The preparing, the accountability, the confidence builder. And then when you get to the day of the event, it's just pure magic from the start line to running 15, 25, 30, 40, 50 miles. For me, at least, that's my longest distance. It's an experience that you really can't compare to anything else. Now, I've shared I'm a back of the pack runner, and I tend to analyze things a lot, and I say, you know, there's two different rushes that we get as runners when running these events. The first is for the front of the pack runners, right? And for them, the rush is making sure that they keep their place up in the front, right? When they're toeing the line. The other is for us in the back of the pack runners and making sure we make the cutoff. It's a whole other level of a rush when you're running 30, 40, 50 miles and you're chasing that cutoff. So then we get back to the Big Ass Runner podcast segment, why I run and why do I run? You know, what started as a way for me to manage stress in life, marriage, fatherhood, and in business, soon enough, it became a tool to help me gauge how I'm showing up in all of these areas. I started noticing a trend. You know, when my weekly miles slacked, I slowly noticed that other areas in my life felt the negative impact. Luckily, my career has always been in some sort of business development role, and we track everything. So the tracking aspect of it just came natural to me. When I made that connection of my miles versus the results in business and in life, a freaking light bulb went off. Here's the deal. I plan to run through life until I cannot go anymore. For me, this journey is not about speed. It's about how far I can go on my own two feet and become a better version of myself along the way. For so long, I was trying to find myself and ultimately found myself on my own two feet. I always share the following on our very own NOCA Runners Club, and I'll share it with you guys as well. I don't run because I'm perfect. I'm not perfect because I run. I run because it keeps my ass rooted. It helps me remember who I am and why I'm here and what's my purpose. That's why I run, guys. Let's keep running. Let's run strong. And thank you again for this opportunity to share my journey with you. Name is Gino. Be well. Let's lace up and let's go get some more.
Well, Gino, buddy, great job. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. A few things really stuck out to me, and I love what you said at the very beginning. It wasn't necessarily why you run, it's who I have become because I run. Such an interesting perspective, and just love that. And as you walked through your journey, it occurred to me, and we've talked about this on the show, our whys change over the years. They can change within a year. The why that you had at the beginning didn't resonate. You were trying to run to lose weight, and that never quite clicked. And as you said, you weren't listening. Running was calling out, but you weren't listening. You had not aligned your true why to running yet. But you found that later and just loved a few of the things that you said, that it's about training, preparing, accountability, and confidence building. All the benefits of chasing these big, hairy, audacious goals around trail running. People ask me all the time, well, you know, why would you want to run that far? And I always say, well, why not? And it's because of some of the things you mentioned, training for something, breaking it down into a plan, executing the plan, getting to race day, being able to show up in a big way and do your best and accomplish it. And if you don't accomplish it, learning from it. Adjusting, growing, building your confidence along the way, taking some bumps, sometimes to the ego, but evaluating those bumps and coming back stronger. All those things that really are what makes trail running so special. As you said at the end, it's not about speed, but about becoming a better version of yourself. Gino, amazing job, as I mentioned. Thank you so much for sharing. I know that resonated with me, and I know that resonates with a lot of the Big Ass Runner herd as well. So thank you for sharing. With that, that is Gino Victoria's Why I Run. Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. But one of the things we love to do is to give shout outs and kudos to the big ass runners out there just making it happen. This week, I wanted to give a shout out to Elaine Valley. Elaine is a runner here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, part of Team Dirt and Vert, trained by Coach Greg. And she was training for her very first 100K out at Dino Valley, and she did it. It was a cool slash cold, sometimes perhaps miserable through the night experience, but she fought through. She was ready to go. She was prepared, and she did it. Elaine, congratulations on that belt buckle. Way to go. Hey, Marcy.
Hey, Jeff.
You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's Timmy time! Timmy time, Baser.
You guys hear me?
Hey!
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
What's up?
What up, TT?
Just hanging.
That was funny. What's up, TT? Hey.
Timmy time!
Just hanging. It all kind of goes together, ladies and gentlemen. Your song has got some cool parts at the end. We've never heard that.
No. My song usually eats it.
Eats it.
Yes, it's true.
Eats it alive. Well, Bazers, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks for having us back.
We've missed you.
Well, it's been a while. We've missed you as well. The Big Ass Runner herd is clamoring for the Bazers.
I've heard the chatter.
So much chatter.
MB.
Yes, they love them some Bazers. It's been several episodes.
It has been.
You know, this podcast just keeps churning on.
Oh, yeah.
We're at episode number 122. That's incredible.
Ooh, yes.
Nice.
That's a lot of content. I had two people reach out last week. Mm-hmm. And say that they binge listened to the entire show within like 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I apologize to them for having to listen to this banter.
That's awesome, because it took us, we still haven't finished Ozarks.
Well, that's because it's only called Ozark. And when you add the S, it kind of
throws
causes,
it. That's why we
off.
Can't find Plural. It anymore. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is a very special, a little bit sad edition of Timmy Time. And here's why. First of all, they're looking at me like, what happened?
What just happened?
I've been released.
No.
We've let you go, Tim.
It's nothing like that.
It's expected. It's been expected since day one. Adios, amigos.
No, I did talk to your agent, and he told me he was no longer employed.
Yeah. Fired him.
You had fired him. He was fired.
He done got fired.
No, Timmy Time is, you know, Timmy Time and I would go in these races, and we would just, on the way back usually, so on the way there, too.
On the way, we'd work on the way there, though, sometimes.
We would work, and we'd prepare for the race, and we had our race game face on.
What kind of gear are you going to wear?
Oh, yeah. What kind of Path Project shirt do you got?
I brought two pair of left shoes.
True story. That is a true story. I did that for Rocky 1 year. Or was it Rocky? It was Rocky. Yeah. Well, so here's the deal. We would come back, and we would jam out, and Alabama was one of the bands we would sing quite often.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, Alabama recently lost one of their founders.
R.I.P.
Jeff mm-hmm. Cook, who played, I believe he played guitar and fiddle, mm-hmm. and certainly was pivotal in the band and was part of the harmonies that make up Alabama. So in tribute, today we are doing exclusive Alabama content
without any harmony.
Without any harmony.
Oh my goodness. This is
without any tuning.
Nothing.
Necessarily.
Nothing.
But Marcy, your role, first of all, you have to name the band once
Alabama.
You hear the song. You have to name the band and that should be easy.
Alabama.
And then you have to name the song. And that's usually pretty easy because it's usually in the title or in the lyrics of some kind.
It's usually in the title, too.
It's in the title it is and in the title. Lyrics.
I was right the helpful. First time. I was right the first time. And then you have to name the year.
Okay. This is going to be a tough one for me.
Very tough because I don't know that you were born when these things came out.
Yeah. And I know like three Alabama songs.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
No, you'll know more than that.
Well, we have tonight, we have 17.
I'm going to sing off key.
Are you serious?
I'm going to sing off key on purpose.
Please
so
don't.
You don't get them.
I'm trying to throw her off.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to sing in my normal melody
voice. Do your best, Tim. Do
voice.
Your best.
Yeah, so in honor of Jeff boss. Cook, in honor of Jeff Cook from Alabama.
I'm not sure this is going to honor him.
We. Wow.
I'm just going to say,
it's so gonna honor
what's about to go down may not
so,
be honoring.
Timmy time. The first one is going to be kind of highlighted in blue. Okay, Timmy time. Whenever you're ready, Timmy time, take it away.
I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted to gamble on love just one time. I never thought I would get caught. It seemed like the perfect crime. Now, baby, you left me defenseless, but I've only got one plea. Lock me away inside of your love and throw away the key. I'm guilty of love in the first degree.
Oh my gosh. I think we found your lane.
Yes.
Alabama yes. is your
you
lane.
Did, you like the voice cracking and all that too?
That was amazing.
Good. It was good, honey. I felt like you're doing your best. Good job.
You sound like
no
Randy. I thought that was that Randy Owens over there? Is that Timmy Time?
I'm trying to channel it.
So, Marcy, any guess at what
I was
band?
Alabama.
Oh, very. Yeah. Wait, hang on. What about the name of this song?
Love in the First Degree.
Wow,
yes,
you are next
yes.
level.
Okay, hey.
Total package.
Now, what I'm going to start year? With the decade. Is that an 80s?
You're correct.
Okay,
you correct.
We're going to narrow down to 81.
Yay! Nice. Congratulations. How did you do that?
I don't know.
You had a 10% chance.
I knew I was old. I
oh my
old.
Gosh. That's amazing.
You know what? I'm dropping the mic. I'm out.
Yeah. One and done.
Timmy Time dropped the mic earlier by accident. Yep. Very well. You're one for one.
Okay.
Actually, three for three.
Three for three. I'm counting.
Unbelievable. Okay. Well, that's Love in the First Degree. A good Alabama song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This next one, Timmy Time.
The best.
Ooh, this is Timmy Time's favorite Alabama
mine?
Song. Can't give her any hints. Timmy Time, take us away.
Rolling out backwoods, Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel. Hold my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't get better. I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight.
Against the wall.
Make a little loving. A little turtle doving on a Mason Dixon night. Fits my life. Oh, so right. My Dixieland delight.
Whoa! With some added explicit lyrics from.
That's the SEC version.
Yeah, I stopped. I stopped after they get worse.
Oh, my.
Have you not heard that one?
I've heard the song.
You haven't heard all the SEC kids?
Apparently
stadiums?
Not.
Oh, it's bad. We'll
I don't know
Charlie
what
sing it for
know what
you.
They're doing over there in Arkansas these days, but man, I'm blushing over here.
I'm going to guess Alabama.
Yay! You got that right.
Dixieland Delight.
Boom.
Is it from the 70s?
No,
we're still back in the 80s. We're back in the 80s. I'm going to go with 82.
Oh, 1 year off.
Oh, was it 81 as well?
No.
83?
Yes.
I'm just going to keep going.
First try. Good job, Timmy Time. That's not my favorite Alabama, but it's up there.
I love it.
That's
mine.
A good one.
It's
That's
a
good
one.
Well, Timmy Time, you are just crushing this.
Well, we're on to the next one.
We're, oh, you
I don't know
15
if I can,
more songs?
I got to see about this beat.
Okay.
Sometimes a morning coffee's way too strong. And sometimes what she says all wrong. I'm just playing. That's not how it goes.
Sometimes a morning coffee's way too strong.
And sometimes what she says all wrong.
Right or wrong, she's there beside me. Like only a friend could be. And that's close enough to perfect for me.
Dramatic pause. They looked into each other's eyes. I wish you all could have seen this.
I got all fluttery.
Yeah. Now she's been known to wear pants too tight.
She's been known to wear her pants too tight. And drinking puts her out just like a light. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And she's close enough to perfect for me. Timmy time!
For me!
I'm going to go with close enough to perfect for me.
Who sings it?
Alabama.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, and 1984.
Oh. What's interesting, you'll catch on, is these songs are all about the same time. Very
81.
Close.
81.
Very.
82.
Yay, 82, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Timmy Time,
that
was
amazing.
Did they have
like two albums, one in 81 and one in 82?
Actually, I was doing research. They had an album every year.
Oh, wow.
And they had good songs.
On all of them.
On all of them. In fact, this next one is a little bit later as a hint for you. Just a little bit.
Ooh, 74.
Just a little bit later. A little bit later. Timmy Town, you know this one?
I know it, but once again, I may have you sing a little bit just to get it going.
I'll help you out a little bit. Timmy Town, what song is it? Number four? Timmy Town.
Number four. Song number four of Alabama. Hit list.
Alabama.
R.I.P., Jeff.
R.I.P.
Hit it.
Well, it's Monday morning.
He's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and he's gone with the sun.
Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. As three sad faces gown around mama, they ask her when dad is coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, they do.
But he calls him every night. And he tells him that he loves
him. That he loves him.
And he tells him that he loves him. And he taught him to sing this song. Everybody says, roll on highway. Roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler. Roll on.
Roll on!
Roll on!
Timmy time!
That made all of us steamy, Timmy. We all had to take our jackets off for that one.
That's the kind of deodorant I use, too. Roll on!
Roll on!
Roll on!
Band. I'm going to go with Alabama.
That is correct.
And roll on.
Boom!
And
1984.
Ooh. Hey! Man. And Marcy. I didn't even know what he was singing forever. I mean,
none of us did.
Me neither. I was just reading.
I was trying to get him back on track.
I knew the last chorus.
Do you know the next one, Timmy Time?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wait a minute.
You ready?
He's ready to sing a love song.
Whisper to me softly.
He's singing it to Jeff.
Breathe words upon my skin. No one's near and listening. So please,
don't say goodbye.
Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Mm-hmm.
Feels so right.
Feels so right.
So sexy. Oh,
man, that was
it is steamy in here. Woo! All right.
What do you think about that one, Marcy?
We're both a little verklempt, aren't we, Jeff?
Big time.
I tried to look in both of your eyes.
You did. It was once again. It was a little weird. And then Jeff and I peeked over our microphones at each other. It was all weird.
It got weird.
It got weird for sure.
And Timmy Time had cross eyes trying to look at both of us. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Now I already forgot the song. I had it there for.
I love it when you dial it up.
I try to.
You know what I mean? When you get that little growl going.
It takes a while. It's first couple songs, I'm a little nervous.
Makes me a little tingly.
Are you a little nervous still?
You seem a little nervous every time. Yeah. What do you think, Marcy?
I already forgot what he was singing.
Feels so right.
Close enough to perfect.
Feels so right.
So right. Okay.
What was the band, you think?
Arkansas. No. Oh, okay. Alabama.
Yes.
And that was also from 1981.
Hey, man.
That's a really
good year guesser. You know your years like the back of your hand.
I do.
You have written down on the back of your hand?
All the years.
We have two more.
Okay, yeah. I'm lost on this one.
You don't know this one?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I bet you I do if I heard it. Listeners, it's really hard to sing these without any tunes.
No.
I don't help you out any.
Is this like the middle of the song? You do that to me sometimes, too.
All right, Timmy Time. This is song number six.
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 I saw you staring at each other. I saw your eyes begin to glow.
What could you tell?
And I could tell you once were lovers. But you ain't hiding nothing that I don't know. There's an old flame burning in your eyes. The tears can't drown, the makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might be stronger. But it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes.
Woo, Timmy Time.
Alabama.
Oh, yes.
There's an old flame burning in your eyes.
Maybe just old flame.
Old flame burning in your eyes.
What do you think about the year for this one?
1981.
Apparently that was a big album for them. In 1981.
Oh, yeah. 1981.
I was 13 years old, Timmy
Time.
Oh, my
goodness.
1981, I was six.
Whoa, yep. 6 years old. All right.
I was six. Seven. I was seven. Math is hard.
Timmy Time, you have an older woman.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Scandalous.
I know.
Scandalous.
I'm his cougar.
A whole 6 months older. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to end in a proverbial bang here. This last song is one of their biggest hits ever.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Timmy Time, do you know this one?
I bet I do.
Well, there's one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out.
Timmy Time, take song number seven, take it away.
Is it a slow one?
Fly away with me tonight.
Oh, yeah. Now I got it.
He's got it.
Fly away with me tonight. Take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms. And everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand. No one else could understand. You're the one who moves me like nobody else can. Take me down where I want to be. Turn around this man who lives inside of me. Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down tonight.
Oh, my gosh. He saved the best for last,
he
ladies
really
and gentlemen.
Did.
I went and saved the best for last.
Okay, Alabama.
Oh,
there
nice.
We go. Take Me Down.
Boom.
1982.
Boom. No way. How did you? She cheated. She had to have cheated.
Man.
She was way too confident.
She's way too confident. There was a definite breach.
Breach the security. Security.
Security.
Security.
She's cheating. She's
cheater.
Well, Marcy, you got them all right.
Yay.
You did really. I'll give you a couple dings for that.
I knew Alabama quite so well.
Well, it could have been the singing.
Well,
it was obviously. Definitely the singing. That yes. was amazing. Yes. I'm sure Jeff Cook yeah. appreciated that.
Yeah. Oh,
serious?
Yes, he did.
He did. See afterlife,
yeah.
Jeff Cook.
He probably realized how much better he is.
Wow.
Than our threesome.
Oh my goodness.
Trio. Man. Trio.
Well, she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
Oh no, I'm not wrong at all.
She's not wrong at all. They're one of my favorite bands. Alabama. I hope you guys. We were gonna see them.
We were deliriously driving home from a race, and that was on our list.
We said we gotta go see Alabama. We didn't know he passed away from Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that the lead singer for Earth, Wind, and Fire yeah. died. I found out died from as well. Well, hope you enjoy that big ass runner herd, ladies and gentlemen. It's Timmy time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Timmy has left the building.
Mic drop. I'm still here.
I'm still here. We don't drop Jeff's expensive equipment. Really, we have anywhere. To pay for it.
So expensive. Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 122 of the Big Ass Runner. And hey, I had a friend the other day ask me, tell me about that CBD cream again, because I need some. Myaderm.com. Use the code BIGRUN for 20% off. If you're looking for CBD, that is the way to go. Myaderm.com. BIGRUN in the discount code to get 20% off. You will love it. Well, thanks to everyone that was part of this show. Erica for the open, Gino for that amazing Why I Run. Congratulations, Elaine, on getting that belt buckle. And of course, to Timmy Time and special guest Marcy Baser for bringing the amazing golden vocals. And of course, to our engineer that makes us sound so good, Steve Cinnamon Bear Saunders. Well, with that, get out there, hit those trails, and keep running your asses off. As Erica said, this is Jeff Harrell, host of the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast. And like you said at the end, it's not about speed, but it's about a being.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, wait, wrong. I can't ever. Hey!
There we go. I think we're crunching. We're doing some
crunches. Someone's walking through the studio.
Crunching.